WNCW presents this week's More to the Story. I'm Paul Foster. Today we focus on news and happenings in and around Asheville with the Asheville Citizen Times. Returning to our program is the editor and columnist for the Citizen Times, Casey Blake.
Hello, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure. Thank you for your time. Let's begin with a headline that says, Asheville sinkhole spawns cult-like following on social media. What's up with that?
Gosh, this has been such a strange one. Yeah, one of our newer reporters, Elizabeth Ann Brown, has really gotten to kind of flex a fun voice here on a pretty serious topic. The sinkhole on Merriman Avenue that just kind of won't quit has opened up, seems like now close to half a dozen times, has been filled and refilled. Won't quite resolve itself, has developed quite the online following. Folks have made t-shirts. There's a Facebook group with, I think, more than 1,400 members now of folks just sharing everything from oil paintings to silly memes and phrases online. So yeah, it's quite the tourist attraction now at this point, kind of an only in Asheville thing.
Have they said that it's been due to the massive amounts of rainfall we've had in the past that have had a lot to do with this sinkhole?
Yeah, so I think that's a huge part of it, right? I mean, usually when we have sinkholes of this size, rain is the culprit. I think in Asheville in particular, it's something of a head-scratcher and a mystery when it's on private property like this, how much city pipes play a role. So Elizabeth Ann has done some great reporting on that. Joel Burgess wrote something of a manifesto just a year or so ago on sinkholes as well. But it sounds like there could be kind of a combo here of just bad luck weather-wise and some kind of old city pipes that are contributing to this one. But yeah, it doesn't seem like this thing is going away anytime soon, but they've promised permanent repairs here in the next couple weeks.
Let's now move on to a much more serious topic. An individual was indicted for setting on fire the former French Broad River school building. There were actually individuals inside that building at the time, and I know this goes back a few months and has now come to court. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is an awful one. And yet another one of our new reporters to keep an eye on, Mackenzie Wicker, who's reporting this one out. The building destroyed was a historic building in Alexander. And the gentleman who has been charged, who's handed down a few bills of indictment here for Justin Edward Caristo, he's essentially being charged with attempting to kill and slay three people who were living inside. So I don't think we know a ton about, you know, his motivation or his relation to the folks in the case at this point. But some really serious charges and you know, could have been a really serious outcome. Awful case.
Was this a situation, taking a look at the story, that had to do with the individual prompting suicide himself?
It sounds like there are indications that that could be the case. I think still kind of early days and frankly unusual that we even know, I think, this much at this point. So yeah, we'll be awaiting more word on exactly what might have been going on with him. Sounds like a pretty serious case that's going to be playing out for some time now.
And I want to take a moment. You had mentioned some new reporters, and you had mentioned the name of Mackenzie Wicker. Mackenzie, of course, coming from our area here in Rutherford County, formerly with the Daily.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, Daily Courier. She appeared on More to the Story a few times in the past, so I know she's really happy to be there. Glad to hear that news.
We are so thrilled to hear her. And yeah, her work in, you know, Rutherford County was a big part of why we hired her, and we're really thrilled to get her. I think she's going to do great work on public safety.
With us on More to the Story, Casey Blake of the Asheville Citizen Times from WNCW Public Radio. This was some great news to hear about, and I know you're going to tell us more. Buncombe County to receive its first state park.
This is an exciting one, yeah, and I think several years in the making on this one for sure. Yeah, it's wild that Asheville is such a tourist hub and such an outdoor-centric kind of place and yet has not had its own state park and are finally going to get one. So yeah, it sounds like it's probably going to be about 5 years before we actually, you know, see this thing open or have funding in place for it. And the money is, of course, going to come from a combo of state and federal and private funds. But it's looking like this is going to be a really beautiful spot with ridgelines and streams. And it's going to be a big get for Buncombe County to kind of have its own state park space. Very exciting.
You guys, of course, had reported it'll be great views of Mount Pisgah. And besides that, what is the word on some of the things that the park might include?
Well, I would imagine we're going to see a lot of, you know, scrambling with folks wanting to get as much in as they can. But it's, you know, 120,000 plus acres of protected landscape in that area and a big get for conservation. It's a really diverse, I think, kind of ecosystem there. There are stream heads and ridgelines and gorgeous views and, you know, a really pretty rare protected space for private land. I think we're going to find out, hopefully, you know, in coming months, what all is going to be there, you know, how much is going to be included facility-wise based on what the Cogburn family already had out there. And yeah, an exciting new project for Buncombe, for sure.
So much of it has to do with the recent bill from Governor Roy Cooper that he implemented, SB 535, to help this park come together and several others across Western North Carolina. Before we let you get away, this program is airing on the date of July 24th. So what are some other stories and things that the Asheville Citizen-Times is looking at and what might be coming up in the days ahead?
Thank you for asking. So I think we expect to see a lot of new public safety reporting with a new reporter, with a lot of fire and new information on that. Another big area that we, of course, are always focusing on is going to be the ongoing county corruption scandal. We now have our first and only Buncombe County commissioner who's been implicated in the Wanda Green scandal. There will also be some sentencing coming down the pike for administrators, but keep an eye on Jennifer Bowman's just incredible reporting on this issue. You know, if there has been a single county tax dollar that's been spent in a questionable way, we are going to be screaming about it loud and clear. So expect to see more of that in the coming weeks.
And I'm sure readers appreciate that very much. Always a pleasure to visit with the Asheville Citizen-Times here on More to the Story. Casey Blake, editor and columnist, thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
More to the Story, also available as a podcast at wncw.org. I'm Paul.